Greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows, every tongue confesses He is Lord, and I greet you amidst all that goes on in life, our time in the earth, the pursuit of the purposes and plans of God, even as we've been fused with Him in such a time as this. How you doing out there? You doing good? Are you struggling with some things? Are you working out your salvation in fear and trembling? Or are you letting this stuff get to you? Hey, listen, sometimes stuff gets to us while we're here, all right? That happens. There's certain elements about being born into the physical body that we're born into, in our time in the earth, being here, being surrounded with light and dark at the same time, clashing in this paradigm. There's going to be certain elements about our time here in the earth. But don't let those things, don't take them personal. It's part of just the environment that we're here. But part of our quest is to understand God's purposes in us being here in this time, in this life. You can get easily distracted with all that happens around us in this world, and you can miss that pursuit. A lot of people, because they can't deal with the struggle of this life, they just want to check out and either medicate themselves or drink themselves or sex themselves into the ground or, just get so occupied with work or with distractions or with seemingly good pursuits. There's a lot of things that are out there. And I don't want to take away from, us understanding and enjoying the time that we're here in the earth. But at the same time, there is an important piece of our existence in the earth that needs to be understood by the child of God and needs to be pursued and followed out. And if you don't understand that, then you're missing the main course of life and you're sort of filling up on side dishes. You're having a salad, but you're missing the main meal. So the main purposes of life and the main pursuits of our time here in the earth, we need to walk with God for ourselves. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13 and 14, where Solomon, who, as far as human terms go, the wisest man that lived, with that incredible wisdom given by God and the wealth and position to be able to try and carry out anything and everything, his conclusion on the matter is in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. After he tried everything that the world had to offer, he said, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." So, in our time in the earth, to fear God and to keep His commandments, for that is the whole duty of man. It's about Him. And also knowing that whatever's going to go on in our time in the earth, whatever that may be, that all of that is going to be known. All of that is going to be brought into judgment. That means that there is going to be an account taken for all of that. And that account is going to be settled between the Creator and that which has been and us, in our time. So, the other day I saw an incredible video that had been put out online where it basically just showed the size of the Earth in comparison to the planets in our solar system, and then in comparison to other stars that we know of in our galaxy, and just how, like, as it just kept going, it just showed a ratio, a size comparison of this planet that we live on compared to other things that are out there. And as they just kept going with this and just showed the next star and the next star and the next planet and the next place, and the size of the Earth was so ridiculously tiny compared to just other things that we know of even in our own galaxy. And it's so the size of the Earth as a planet, just the largest star that they know of right now, to give you some perspective, if you had to take one of the fastest planes that we have that flies, you know, like some 900 miles an hour, and were to put that at full speed to fly, just to get around the largest star that we know of right now, you would have to fly for 1,100 years nonstop just to circle it once. I mean, it's incredible the size of the things that are just in the galaxy that we live, and there are billions of galaxies out there. So, you know, this is just the one that we live in. So it's mind-blowing when you think about the heavens and God's creation and the things that He has made. And yet, man in his arrogance, man in his disconnected state, when he turns his back on the living God, for what? A position in this world? A fancy car? Are you kidding me? You would forfeit your eternal soul and your eternal position as a child of the living God in exchange for something temporal in this life and in this reality? I mean, talk about taking a bad deal. Listen, if you can hear this, it's a good time to get on track with the living God. It is a good time to walk with Him for yourself. You don't have to go to any place. You don't have to be part of any. It's between you and Him. So bow your knee before the King of Kings and say, Lord God, I need to walk with You. And I need to. And if You, Lord, if You're calling, I'll receive it. Whatever is necessary, Lord, I want to be on Your track. And whatever that means, walk it out. Now, you know, hey, listen, our time on the earth is short. We might as well be about the Father's businesses before we carry on from this life into whatever it is that God has for us after this is done. So I would like to fulfill that purpose and this time here. It's incredible that we're even here in an amazing thing like this. Something that I was thinking about, and I was kind of writing a little bit about this last night too, is, you know, I was just contemplating this a little bit because of a conversation I had recently, and you know, where the topic of riding the wave came up. And you know, because for us as God's children in the earth, for what's needed, for what we need to be in this life, you know, that conversation we were talking about, just us being like love antennas. Like we receive the flow from the living God, and we learn to ride the wave while we're here in this life. And I was thinking about this because it ties in with a vision that I had a long time ago too, when I was in college, and an incredible dream one night, and that was, you know, that God was in, and it was just a God given dream. And but a big part of that dream too was I was on a wave, and it was incredible. I mean, there was the wave was a wave of light. It wasn't like a wave of water. But I'm not going to go into that whole dream too much here. It's something I'll share, you know, with people one-on-one here and there, but I was thinking about the aspect of of riding the wave. And, you know, as we continue to move forward, I see more and more how that relates to the child of God. Because for the child of God in John chapter 3, when Jesus is explaining to Nicodemus a little bit about what the child of light is like, chapter 3, verse 5 says, "Verily, verily," Jesus answered, "verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." So the people that are born of the Spirit, they go wherever it is that the Spirit leads them, has them go. They're in the flow. They're in that place of connection. God is I am. And so all of this starts to bring and come together. Now, this whole thing about riding the wave, if you've ever surfed before, it'll make a lot more sense to you. But I'll talk through a few things that are important, you know, to keep in mind. One is that if you're going to ride the wave, if you're going to flow with what God is doing, one, you've got to be in position. Now, if you surf, you if you go too far out, you're going to miss the wave because it'll go underneath you and you'll miss it. If you're too close in, it's going to crash on top of you. So you have to be in the right position in order to be able to catch a wave. And Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. So there's a position, a spiritual position that you need to be in. That author and the finisher, that means there's a start and there's an end. There's a place of spiritual existence that you need to be inside of that. And again, Jesus said, "I am the vine and you are the branches. If any man remain in me, he will bear much fruit." So in order to be positionally correct, as far as a surfing analogy goes, or as far as catching the wave of what God is doing, you've got to be in Christ. And that's not a using his name, but that's a spiritual position. That's a spiritual place of being. And the thing is, you can't just, you have to, when if you're going to ride the wave, you've got to be in position and ready, because just because you're in that spot doesn't mean the wave is coming right now. You've got to be in there, ready, prepared, and the wave will show up when it's going to show up. So, so that's one thing, is you've got to be positionally correct. Now, that does not have to do with a lot of other things than just being in that right spiritual spot. Now, you've also got to be you've also got to start with the basics, and you know, to get this solid, and you can add flair later, you know, along with ease and enjoyment and your technical proficiency when you surf, but you got to start with the basics. You got to know some of those pieces. So there is an element of training and discipline, and discipleship is, you know, when Jesus took the 12 and set them aside and to be disciples, there was training. He was helping them and putting those basics there. So for example, why do some of us out here do what we do with putting this information out like we do online? Well, you know, we do this because the Spirit of God quickens us and we share things that will help with the basics and hopefully be a blessing in your walk and in your relationship with God in helping you to accomplish what God has for you. So, like our brother Zeph out there, he does an incredible, wonderful job, always ready when the Spirit of God quickens him. You know, Brother Thomas is out there. Kanita's doing some great stuff. So people are out there doing, what are they doing? They are responding to the quickening of the Spirit of God and putting things out to help and enable you with the basics. But anybody that is going to be proficient in something like surfing, you're still going to have to apply. You're still going to have to apply yourself. And, you know, the more that you get involved and you do the application, the more proficient that you get with it. And eventually, there's, you know, it looks so easy when you see a really good surfer out there, but they've gone through a lot to come to the place where they can be, to enjoy that wave like they do. All right, here's another thing along the same analogy. You are not going to fight the water or you're not going to fight anything and win. You have to flow. So if you're going to thrash and kick, when I was a kid, did this thing where, you know, I would, because when I was growing up around the beach, you know, in Sri Lanka, and the waves would crash, and I would run over to the waves, and I would go, and when I was just on the edge of the water, and these smaller waves that would come in, I would go, and I would, the wave was about to crash, and I would hit the water. You know, and I would punch the water, and I would, and you know, I could have done that for 50 years. I mean, now, you know, as you get a little bit older, you're like, oh, of course, that's not going to do much. You're not going to fight that and win. You have to flow, and so that is part of wisdom and understanding. Is to flow with what God is doing. Because, see, you want to step into what God is doing, because the things that are going to be destroyed and upturned are the things of the world. God said that He's going to shake everything that can be shaken, and we're seeing more and more of that as the time that we live in right now. But to flow, you've got to be in the moment, and you've got to be in step with I Am. And if you're not in that, you're going to miss what God is doing. You're going to get crushed, or you're going to miss out on it entirely. So you're going to miss what God is doing. So you've got to be in flow. And being in flow is being right now in I Am and being in this place here and walking in that. another piece about it, too, is if you're going to catch those waves, is you've got to have the right equipment. And you got to know how to use it. And that doesn't have, that's not a lot. It really isn't. But don't carry a lot of excess luggage. You know, if you're surfing, you're not going to want to have everything on you. You're just going to want what you need, and that's it. It won't help you on the wave. So everything that you have is functional and is in top condition, you know, including your body. So there's something about that too with when you're going to go out there. You want that which you have on you and with you to be functional and in excellent condition so that you're out there and you're ready to do it. So that's also back to discipleship. That's also back to personal involvement and part of what we do. And you know, one more thing about being in flow and being ready to ride that wave that God is with what God is doing is you need to be ready for anything. You know, you've got to be flexible and you've got to enjoy the moment and the whole experience, the ride, you know, the paddling out, the conditioning, the selecting of your equipment, the friends that you have while you're out there, even though a lot of it is individual, but you also make some friends along the way, the waiting, you know, for that ride, all of it, it's all part of it. So those are just some things that, you know, are natural links to what is ultimately a spiritual reality of kind of what we're moving into. And I am grateful, you know, for the way that God speaks to us with so many of these ways that He's involved in our time in the earth and in our experience here, because He nudges us in particular directions so that we can also be part of the discovery process to learn. And I see for myself how God has done that with me over and over and over again, is just quickening me, just nudging me, just showing me one more piece. And if each one of those things that happens, I experience an incredible and fulfilled life because of continuing to go forward in that part, and then the next piece unfolding. And what's incredible to me is just with the scope and the size of just our universe that we live in and the galaxy that we're part of and all of that, that the God that made it all cares about us and cares about down to the minute details of our lives. And we don't have to to worry and be perplexed about so many things that people worry and are perplexed about. God is in control, and He's watching over, and He has established and allowed for this paradigm for a window and for a season because there's something incredible that's happening in the purposes of God in this time in the earth. It really is not a big thing for God just in a second just to change everything here. It really is not a tough thing at all. But He's allowing for this because there's a purpose that's worked out in this time in the earth. So what we need to do is to flow with Him and understand the role that God has for each of us, and encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ in what they need to do in the earth. Encourage them in that role that they have. Encourage them to be what God made them to be. Encourage them, quicken them. If there's something that you can do to help them in their journey, do it. Help them. As God quickens you, be part of that. Be a blessing to others. And God will, listen, God's going to help you. He's going to supply you. He's going to give you exactly what you need. You're not going to need to worry about this stuff. Don't worry about this stuff. But in your process, in your time in the earth, ensure that you are tracking with Him and look to Him. Spend time in prayer. Read the Word. You know, there's times where I get tired. There's times where I get depleted. There's times where I get stuck. And, you know, there's times I don't want to read. There's times where I don't want to go through some of these things. But even in those times, I thank God for audio Bibles. I thank God that we can switch on the Word and just let it play and listen. And let that, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Sometimes we're going to get depleted and we're going to get down. But instead of letting those things drive you into a negative pattern and into a self-destructive coping mechanism, let it push you into things that are positive. So good releases are get some exercise in. You know, find some positive ways to quicken yourself. You know, take a vested interest in your diet and nutrition. You're not going to fix everything, but do a few pieces. You know, something as simple as just, you know, drinking some good clean water at the start of the day, just to help hydrate your system, is going to make a big difference. Little things don't take a lot, but they make a big difference in just your quality of life, in your time in the earth, and in your fitness for the task at hand. Because we are the army of God. And as the army of God, there's a role that we have to play. And I am grateful for each and every one of you guys that are out there. I'm grateful for the chance to be alive at such a time as this. There's so much going on all over the world, and God has us here for this. I know some of you guys want to exit, and you want to get out of here, and you want to be done. But as soon as you leave, the second that you're out of here, and you are out and with Christ, you're going to wish that you would have stayed a little bit longer, because you would realize that there was an impact that you could have made, and a greater impact. I understand the stress. I understand the tear and the difficulty and the way that the enemy attacks unmercifully and relentlessly against the people of God. But in the midst of that too, you have the victory. You are the victor. You are the champion. You are the one that God has chosen. You are the called. You are the chosen. You are the ones that have responded to His call. You are the ones with a glorious inheritance in Him. You are the ones that have cause to rejoice. Of anyone in the earth, the one that has cause to rejoice is you. So hold on. And hold fast for a little bit longer. And each day, just praise God in that day. And you know what? When you struggle, then struggle. Fine, struggle, but don't quit. When you struggle, all right, fine. Struggle with it, but don't quit. You know, bring it before God and say, God, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm struggling with. Lord, I don't know what to do about this, but don't quit. Don't quit on yourself, and don't quit on the people of God. and don't quit on the purposes of God in your life. Instead, take a breather if you need one. Take a walk if you need one. You know, find some good releases. Find some good, some things that you can do that will help build you up. I tell you, exercise has been a great thing for me. It's been a blessing. You know, like just, and paint. Paint a picture. Do an art or craft. You know, so many things you can do. Learn something new. But keep that focus and that core understanding, because God has for us to respond. And when you're ready, when that wave comes that God wants us to flow with and to ride with and to be part of what He's doing and to catch that wave of the Spirit of what God is doing right now at such a time as this, you want to be ready for that. There's an incredible, incredible experience on the horizon. We're already in the cusp of the start of so much. But in order for us to be in that place, you got to know what you're looking for and respond. Know that God loves you. He's in control. We love you too. And we pray for you. God bless you. And keep on keeping on. We'll catch up with you sometime soon. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Love to hear from you. All right. Talk to you later. God bless you. Bye.